Hey, Anchor, what's going on? It's Sharice. You know what? I have to share this with you all. So I'll give you a little bit of background. When we were growing up, my three brothers and myself, my mom was very strict about the telephone. Like, she was just like, people without jobs, and therefore not paying any bills, do not get phone time on my phone. This is my phone. I don't want to tie it up with no children talking about, who they got a crush on and da da da. So, in order for us to talk on the phone, and I don't think it was until we got to like middle school, high school, where we were like, okay, we need this phone thing to change. We tried to get on the phone in the kitchen, and then she took that phone out. God, I forgot about this stuff until I say it out loud, like it broke, and then she never replaced it. So there was only one phone in the house, and it was in my parents' bedroom. And so we would wait till she fell asleep, and we'd tiptoe into the room. We'd take the room out, and we'd plug up this long behind cord that would like go all the way down the steps or something, or into our bedroom, and we'd sneak on the phone with our friends. Oh my God, what the heck was going on? You ever just reflect back on certain stuff in your childhood, and you're like, good Lord, what was that about? But anyway, so when I went away to college, I didn't go away to college until I was 19. I took the first year to sing around town, and I took a few classes at the local community college, but I didn't enter into my freshman year of college until I was actually 19. And one of the things that I loved was that I had my own phone. I could not believe it. Like, and I had a roommate, but she was one of what we called a ghost roommate. So she was never really there. She stayed at home, or she was at her boyfriend's house, or whatever. So her name was Kim Rivers. I wonder what she's doing now. She was super cool and great, but she I think she was there freshman year and part of sophomore year, and she was gone. I don't know what happened to Kim Rivers, but anyway, I have to look her up, see if I can't find her on Facebook, dare I say it. But anyway, remember freshman year being like, I can't believe that I have my own phone. Like, I can get on the phone in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, whenever I want to. And then I thought I was really some hot stuff when I got an answering machine. And that's when the answering machines had tapes, and you would put your own little cutesy message on it. Hello. While you got your favorite jam playing in the back. This is Sharice. You know what to do. Leave that message, baby. Come through. Oh, hey. Too legit. Too legit. You would put all, I mean, I have little cassette tapes of some of my messages, and they are just hilarious to listen to now. I'm like, what were you thinking? But anyway, so fast forward to now, I do not like being on the phone. Not a lot. But I really am not. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know if I remember those sophomore years, some of my friends trying to call, and I was just like, I don't want to talk. I don't know. I don't know if I just talked myself to death freshman year, but I can't remember like talking on the phone that much. But my family will tell you I'm hard to get on the phone. Because I just, for some reason, I don't like the phone. Like, if you want to FaceTime me or Zoom, or we do a peer in or something like that, where we're going to be face to face, so to speak, virtual face to face, or we meet up and have dinner or have a cup of coffee or whatever we're going to do. But I'm not into the phone. I really do not like talking on the phone. So it's a struggle, I would even say. And my mom hates it. She's like, you better call me. And I do. I probably call her more often than anybody, but it's just a struggle for me. And I have my theories about it. I won't go into detail right here, but Is anybody else like me? You're just not into talking on the phone? And this was before, smartphones. This was before texting. And all of the stuff that we do now. I just have, since 1994, I have not liked talking on the phone, really. I'll do it, but it's, and at an hour, like I'm at my max for sure. Beyond an hour, I'm kind of like, okay, let's wrap it up. Anyone else got that? You got just an issue with talking to people on the phone? Isn't it terrible? It's crazy. Hope everybody's having a great week. I will talk to you later, but not on the phone. Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.